let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Ananta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Ananta Forbes. Onantaforbes.com is her website. Hi, Ananta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We're going to talk about the integration between WestJet and Sunwing. It kind of started a couple of years ago. So give us the background and then give us, if it affects the average consumer or not.
It does. And in ways that you may not expect. And you're right. It did have the integration of Sunwing by the WestJet Group. And they did acquire Sunwing in May 2023. Now, they've integrated all their jet aircraft under one single air operator certificate. And this includes 16 former Swoop aircraft, 9 Lynx aircraft that went out of business, and then 18 more from Sunwing. So you kind of don't realize how many aircrafts that they've put together. Mm-hmm. So now all customers who booked a package with Sunwing Vacations or WestJet Vacations will now travel on all aircraft operated by WestJet Airlines. And as Sunwing and WestJet marry their systems, Sunwing Vacations will remain the same. So, or will remain. And that includes connections to hoteliers like Ryu and Blue Diamond, which they have exclusivity on. And then all clients will now fly on WestJet aircraft, and we will be welcomed by Nexus in destination. So WestJet's booking reference code will be required at check-in, and passengers will have 3 options to get this code. So 5 days before departure, it will be accessible in the My Booking portal of Sunwing Vacations and WestJet Vacations. 72 hours prior to departure, WestJet will send a get ready to travel email, and this will contain the booking reference code to the passenger or their travel advisor. And then finally, a check-in reminder, again including the code, will be sent 24 hours prior to departure. And now that the system is going to be recognizing all the flights as a scheduled airline rather than a charter, which Sunwing was. So it sounds confusing, and hopefully, you know, with all those 3 reminders, you'll kind of start thinking that way. Because a lot of people, as you were chatting previously, do their own bookings and don't have the travel advisor to help them
navigate,
right?
Well, this is true, especially if you've traveled and you're comfortable with, I'm going to use Sunwing for an example, then yeah, you just book with Sunwing because you've done it with Sunwing for probably a few times. And so now you're comfortable with it. So that's all going to change.
Right. Absolutely. And another change that's going to come is that the baggage allowance is also changing. So before, the purchase of a Sunwing package included 1 free check bag, while a carry-on baggage is chargeable. So now it's the other way around, where 1 personal item and 1 carry-on bag will be included free of charge, where the check bag will become chargeable. So it will depend on when the baggage is added to the booking. So $35 plus tax if the baggage is checked well in advance, like maybe at the time of booking. Mm-hmm. $45 if it's added 24 hours prior to departure, and then $55 if it's checked at the WestJet counter at the airport. So our listeners and travelers, like, you know, that base fare that seems so inexpensive,
yes,
when you start,
yes,
may not be at the end of the day a really cheap price when you get going, right?
Well, see, I wrote down a whole list of questions here because it seems to me that it affects travel agents more than the average consumer, unless, of course, as we were saying, you're a do-it-yourself kind of a booking person. And I seem to recall back when this all first began, the whole premise was WestJet was going to get access to hotel bookings from Sunwing, and Sunwing was going to get more aircraft. It seems that WestJet got the best of this deal because it got everything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's And it's interesting because, you know, this is a topic for another day. And then we sold some of their shares to other airlines. So it's just going to get more and more complicated as time carries on. But, you know, while you're on board, you will be, as a traveler, will be entitled to, like, complimentary non-alcoholic beverages, like tea, coffee, soft drinks, and snacks, such as pretzels and cookies. But additional food and beverage will be available for purchase a la carte. There will be no duty-free shop or onboard excursion sales offered on WestJet flights. And even though WestJet aircraft are configured like Sunwing, the Elite Plus seating option will no longer be available. And that actually, one of my travelers have been affected by that, because they used to really like that Elite Plus seating. So passengers will now only be able to choose between standard seats and seats located near the emergency exit until there's a redesign of all the planes. All travel, like air travel related issues like flight delays, cancellations, lost or damaged baggage will be handled by WestJet. Sunwing Vacations Group customer service department will continue to handle travel related requests around accommodations, rooms, and meals. So that's where your comment about it affects travel agents more. That's where we'll see it as well. And then also Sunwing, their summer season runs from May 1 to October 31st. So some customers may fly out on a Sunwing Boeing 737 on the outbound leg, and some may come back on WestJet. There's little changes that you just might have to be looking at. And also you might be, because they haven't painted all the aircraft yet. So you might be, you know, on an orange aircraft, but the WestJet personnel will be wearing their WestJetter uniforms. Really subtle, but you might notice it.
Yeah, that was one of my other questions too. Will the Sunwing colors be gone eventually? And sounds like they will.
Yes.
And the in-flight experience, I seem to recall flying on Sunwing, if you didn't have, like, there's no Wi-Fi. So if you didn't have your entertainment downloaded into your device, you're not going to be watching very much stuff, because they didn't offer any kind of entertainment. So the in-flight experience, I think, will get better, because it'll be WestJet, right?
Yes. Yes, it will. And then, you know, I think they have an agreement with a certain provider that you get Wi-Fi free on board if you are a member of their frequent flyer program and such. So there will be benefits with that regard. It's a little bit more advanced with regards to entertainment systems and such. The seating options will include premium, economy, extended comfort, and ultra basic across all the 737 aircraft. And so then you get the opportunity, you know, how you could bid on an upgrade if you wish. So that's there if you want to try it for premium. And also, I think in the end of the day, you know what, transition always has questions, right? So you just have to go through it. And as you start to book your, you know, even though we're in summer, the availability to book your winter holiday is there. So it'll all work itself out, and it'll be a great experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to complicate matters too, there's WestJet Airlines and there's WestJet Vacations, and then there's the Sunwing Vacations Group and Sunwing Airlines. So what happens with Sunwing Vacations and WestJet Vacations?
So Sunwing Vacations will remain as Sunwing Vacations, and then there's WestJet Vacations as well. And also there's another entity in Quebec that also there. So there is a third entity for our Quebec travelers.
Yes. Well, now my biggest question is, will this cost more? And I know the answer, you don't know yet, because the proof is in the details, right? But we'll see, I guess, would be the answer to that, right?
Absolutely. Like, for sure, it'll cost more when you're flying WestJet now for your luggage, as we mentioned. But will it cost more on your base? Like, yeah, we'll have to figure out that because of the, it depends on the destination where they're traveling to, the time of year you're going, for the duration of your flight, or for your, actual holiday package. So there's lots of factors that involve, and just overall, I guess the economics of the world right now, whether it's the gas prices, oil and gas prices, if that affects you, if we're going to get affected by tariffs, who knows?
Well, this is true, and I guess it's six and one half dozen the other, because on the one hand, if it's a larger corporation, merging the two together, they have more options, so they can maybe save some costs, which will be handed down to you. But on the other hand, it's less competition, so they can basically charge what they want.
Right. And there was a recent article by the WestJet CEO telling the government that they think that, airline costs are too high for the average travelers, and they're lobbying to see that go down. So even the airline thinks it may be a bit, on the high side, which is good. Good for the consumer that they're lobbying for us.
Well, exactly, and that's a topic for another day,
Yes, right?
which we may maybe we should cover that in the near future. Just the general costs of what goes into an average ticket, and you'd be surprised how much the government has their hand in the cookie jar. So, I tend to agree with the WestJet CEO. But anyways,
Yes.
good stuff, Onanta. Some things to look. I'm not going to use the word look forward to, because we're not sure if it's going to end up costing us more, but just some changes in the wind between WestJet and Sunwing.
Right. So yeah, and that's it. You know what? Information is power, because then it helps you make the right travel decision for you. And that's where, the value for travel agent comes in, because they're looking at the big picture overall to see where the best fit is for your travel budget.
Good stuff. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Great chatting with you, Onanta. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.